Welcome to Stuck Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Sheriff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. Today, we're going to be talking about how you can use students as a resource when you're a startup. And my guest is Michael Berlingo from Starter U. I'm so glad you could come, Michael.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been crazy. We just launched this month, so this is perfect timing.
Okay. So, why are students such a great resource?
Well, we initially also utilize students for our startups, so I'm speaking from experience here. But the reason students are so useful for startups or when you at least have a small employee size or small budgets is mainly due to the fact that they're really hungry and passionate, and they're looking to try to find their path or their direction that their life is eventually going to go into, right? So you have a mind that you could basically shape and mold and almost teach and mentor and help these students kind of figure out what their path or what their interest might want to be. So essentially, you get like a blank canvas of a student who probably has some sort of skill sets or is at least specialized in something because they're applying to that specific position. And you can further take their skill set and develop them into something a lot greater than when they first started out their internship. So, like for example, for some of our developers, even though we post maybe a back-end developer role for students, they come in and what we have them do is learn front-end work or learn DevOps work or learn, different sectors of, because they're eventually going to need to utilize all this stuff regardless of what position they're in. But they're eventually going to need to know this stuff, so we try to expose them to the different areas or different skill sets so that they can not just be a one-trick pony. They can be a generalist, which is kind of the most key thing when you're working at a startup, is can you do multiple things and can you be helpful in different areas or even just a small business, because the employee size is usually very small. So that's why students can be an incredible resource for startups, is because you have something that you can almost make into anything. You start with a blank canvas for a kid, and you can kind of teach him, and they're going to learn because they're going to be dedicated and super savvy and eager to kind of get their hands on.
And both of you get to learn as you go, right? You're going to be learning management skills, how to actually describe what you need done, knowing learning how to interact with other people in an employer-employee relationship kind of thing. So that's all good, right? What kinds of things could you ask students to do?
Since our platform is all about students getting hired, honestly, the two biggest buckets that I've noticed were marketing and tech-related roles. So students who are going to be mainly remote and be able to kind of work from home. So managing social media pages is great for them. Creating content is great for them. Being a student ambassador for your company, so just promoting the word or what your company's mission is, and getting some exposure out there, whether it's through social media channels or at their school campus. Right, that's what student ambassadors are. And then on the tech side, of course, because it's very easy for them to work at home, the person working, their supervisor, can just screen share and show them kind of all of the different routes that you can take for developing for the platform. And also most startups work from home anyway because they can't afford an office yet, so it kind of works out perfectly. So remote roles and anything regarding marketing, I can throw sales in there too. Students doing sales calls too, just so they can start to learn the process. They're usually re really great at talking to people. And then anything tech, if they're specialized or skilled in that.
And you can use students to beta test your app, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's why I said you form them into a generalist, so they could be used for anything. Like they're just open to learning.
I'm also thinking possibly market research. So going out and asking people if they think the problem you're solving is in fact a problem and what they might be willing to pay for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Market research is another huge bucket. Most of our data analysts and deep research interns is what we call them as well, have been all students, and they've done an incredible job, even if it's not only doing in-person stuff, but just virtually like searching the web, because usually they're really well versed with tools and are really great at using AI now. Students are machines at this stuff.
And you can get them to do a search on what investors are out there investing in what you do.
Yeah. Exactly. So you can try to figure out what your product market fit is going to look like, or who your ideal client profile is. All the stuff can be they can help with.
Yeah, if they know graphics, they can help with a pitch deck.
Graphics they could definitely do, and any like graphic design work. or even just content writing for your website. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on, really.
Sounds very good. So are students actually free or do they need to get paid?
There's a mix. So you can post, so employers can come on the site and post unpaid internships, but they can also post paid internships. But we specifically have it listed on the site which one it is, so students don't get confused. And that's a big problem with some of the bigger sites, is they'll post jobs or internships and not specify if they're paid or not. So students would waste time applying to them and then later learn that they're unpaid. We have those discrepancies that the employers can list out.
Okay, so if people don't have access to or aren't going to use Starter U, how would they go about finding students?
So most of the companies that I've spoken to, when I ask them, you know, what do you currently do when you're looking for students? Obviously, Handshake is a big player in the space. They're a job platform for only college students. The problem is they're very expensive, A. B, they're also a social media site. Like, they're not just mainly for jobs. They're trying to be like a LinkedIn, which is very annoying for employers and schools. They get very annoyed with that. But the main thing that employers do is they try to locally source it. Like, they'll go directly to the school, which obviously is not practical for, you know, scalability wise. Like, every company cannot do that. They don't know where to look. They don't know who to talk to. But some companies like to do that. They go directly to the career center or find a contact at the school. But you could see how that's a pain.
Yeah, I'm here in St. Louis. We have a couple of universities that have entrepreneurship programs, and they often will market their students
Yeah.
as interns in small business. So the students get credit and the employer gets skills.
Yeah. And again, that's all stuff that we're just trying to bridge the gap between. So the students can come directly to the site and the employer's already on there posting jobs. So there doesn't need to be any communication or emails or anything like that.
So, do you have any other good advice for startups about using students?
I mean, honestly, I think every single startup should be utilizing interns more specifically rather than volunteers. Even if you're starting them out on as unpaid internships for like college credit, or whatever the case is. And that's mainly due to the fact that most of these kids might end up turning into more so part-time or even full-time hires after the fact. One of the first things we did was hire multiple interns and just start to give kids exposure and have something to put on their resume. Because again, the market for them is so bad right now. So just you even lending a hand and bringing on two, three, or even just one kid as an intern or a volunteer, if you're a nonprofit, to your organization, even if it's remote, like, it's very, very low friction and usually very easy to do. You just need an offer letter, and if they have college credit paperwork, they'll send it to you. But just utilizing them and hiring them and starting to help create jobs in the market, even if it's just gonna cost you nothing. Which it should be. All of the internships should be structured around helping them learn and giving them exposure. So they leave that internship thinking, I got more out of it than the company did. That should be the goal.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for coming, Michael Berlingo
Of
from
course.
Starter U. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.